when I do. My hair will not work. My face is on backwards. I look like Telly Savalas in drag. What'll I do, Carol? What'll I do?
If that's for Mother, I don't think she's going to eat anything. She's got the all-time record for first day jitters on her new job.
That's the trouble with you Americans. Gulp your coffee and off you run. Give yourself no time for a decent breakfast. No wonder those TV commercials say that your entire country's constipated.
Carol. Carol. I cannot find my eyelashes. Where are my eyelashes? Carol, I left them on the sink last night, right next to the water glass. Good Lord, maybe water drank my eyelashes. Oh, Carol, I had them last night. They are not there this morning. Somebody broke into the house.
Mother!
Ah, somewhere in the neighborhood, a prowler is walking around with my eyes.
Will you please calm down? I'll loan you my eyelashes.
Oh, bless you, Carol.
Not the ones I'm wearing! Extra pair on my dresser.
Thank you, Carol. I mean, how can I go to the office with naked eyes? Oh, Carol. Carol, I'm sorry if I've been a wee bit nervous this morning. I promise I'll be all right just as soon as I get rid of my nervous stomach. Oh, they're off and running. Oh, doodle-oo, 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 doodle-oo.
Grandma. She's scared. Grandma scared? Grandma is the first woman her real estate office has ever made branch office manager. She'll be boss over three men. And believe me, Philip, that's really something.
Big deal. I get bossed around by women all the time.
That's my boy.
And so does Grandpa.
You little twerp. Want to fight? Three rounds. Loser takes on Grandma.
Okay. Cut it out, you guys. Cut it out, Philip. Saturday or no Saturday, you've got homework to do.
Woman bosses.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Where's the new boss lady?
Are we still in time to wish our lady executive luck?
Plenty of time. She's upstairs slipping into a new stomach.
She really wants to succeed in this job. Well, you know how it is. The more you want to succeed at something, the more afraid you are of failure.
Like you last night, Arthur.
I was trying to fix the alarm clock.
Oh, look at me. I am a mess. Somebody tell me I'm beautiful. Lovely, gorgeous, anything. Throw me a crumb.
You're beautiful.
Lovely.
Gorgeous.
Don't be hysterical.
Walter, I said throw me a crumb. Don't act like one.
Here we are, Mom. Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Aren't they those doctors who wrote that book on sex?
A banger, Mom. Is a British sausage. It's served with mashed potato. It's good for you. It'll give you a little of that get up and go.
Yes, I had that all last night.
Don't face the day on an empty stomach. You must eat something.
Oh, please, Mrs. Naugatuck, you sound just like my mother.
Well, I always say Mama knows best.
You don't know my mother. She's an outpatient at the Boston Clinic for the totally wrong.
Madam, remember, if we are what we eat, and you eat nothing, that makes you a...
Don't shut up.
Marty, we came over to wish you good luck.
Yes, this is supposed to be a happy occasion.
Yeah, Lord, this isn't like you.
Oh, look, Walter, Arthur, listen, I want the truth from you. Do you think those guys down at the office are going to give me a rough time because I'm a woman?
Absolutely not.
Sure they will.
Who asked you?
Marty, you've got to expect some resentment. After all, the three men working under you have families to support. They really need the money. You've got a husband to support you.
Keep it up, Arthur, and you'll need a cane to support you.
Let me, Mother. Arthur, we're tired of this old American myth that says women shouldn't make as much as men for doing the same job.
Here we go, women's lib.
Oh, Arthur, don't be a male chauvinist puppy. Be making $7,000 a year salary, plus what she gets in commissions, because that's what the job pays, regardless of sex.
Right on, Carol.
So, Mother, even if those men at the office resent you.
Resent
you? Yeah,
me,
even Carol? If they hate her.
Hate
yes, they'll
me.
Probably right. Put pressure on her
oh,
and make her
yes.
Look like an ass.
Oh, a complete ass.
Oh, but boy. She's carrying 3,000 years of pressure.
Maybe 4,000.
Maybe 6,000.
I mean, you know, Mother, only
76% of the women
that's right.
Make over $10,000 a year.
Oh, 10,000.
So those men are going to try and take him there.
A big knife. A big long knife. Twist it until it rots.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Mother, you shouldn't let what Arthur says upset you.
Maud. Sweetheart, I've never seen you this insecure.
Walter, don't you realize this is the first time in my life I'm having the opportunity to be something more than just a woman in a man's world. Walter, I am an individual with responsibilities. Oh, it's scary.
Oh, sweetheart, you're gonna do fine.
Ta-da! Look, Mother, we all chipped in about that.
It's for your first day on the new job.
To the new office manager.
Yay! Hey, hey.
Oh, it is just beautiful. M-S-M-F. Oh, M-S for Ms. Ms. Maud Findlay.
You notice we had the F for Findlay done in watercolor in case you could get married again.
Oh, look at me. Just look at me. I mean, here you all are gathered around wishing me luck. And how do I react just like the stereotyped hysterical female? Well, I promise you I will not be that way at the office. Oh, thanks, everybody. I know I can do it. Nothing can stop me now.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
There. Maud ought to like that. She loves yellow.
Touching. Very touching.
Come on, Woody. So she's a woman. So she's our boss. So what?
You want me to be happy about it? You want me to be happy about a woman being our boss? Okay. For she's a jolly good female. For she's a jolly good female.
Cut it out!
It won't be so bad, Woody. We all got along with Maud before, and we will now. She hands out the assignments, and we do our own thing, as always.
Yeah, we do our own thing, just as long as she doesn't mess up any of my ideas or give us that temperamental stuff, because it's the wrong time of the month.
You are?
What am I?
You are prejudiced against women.
I got a legitimate reason. I married one.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Maud.
Well, another day, another dollar, right?
Good morning, Maud.
Well, if anybody asks us, we'll just deny it, right?
Did I tell you, wrong day.
That's enough, Woody.
Well, now, guys, I'll tell you. I've been looking over the sales figures from last month, and quite frankly, I think we can do one heck of a lot better. Now, let's just take a look at them, okay?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, they are beautiful. Oh, Oh, Bud, thank you. You remembered yellow. Guys, I don't want to sound unappreciative. I mean, they're lovely, you know, if you like flowers. Guys, what I'm trying to say is, if your new boss had been a man, would you have given him flowers?
No, we would have given him cigars.
Well, then, I would have preferred cigars.
Great.
Be my guest.
Thanks. I'll keep it for later. What I'm trying to say, guys, is that our relationship should have absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I am a woman.
That kind of relationship I already got with my wife.
About what I have planned for today.
Excuse me, I gotta get the Radman files.
I had a number of houses that I thought we would...
Do you have them Radman files?
Woody, I want to talk to you.
Look, Maud, you do your job and we'll do ours and everything's going to be okay, all right?
No, Woody. Now, look, Woody, I know why you're acting the way you're acting, Woody.
You think you do?
Woody!
Okay, Maud, you want to talk? Have a seat.
Now you see, there you go. Woody, would you have done that for a man? Would you have pulled out a chair for a man?
No, I wouldn't.
My point exactly. Now listen to me, Woody. I am not a woman. Do you understand me, Woody? I am a person like you are a person. Bud is a person. Tom is a person. I am a person, Woody. Do you understand?
Okay. Now, I'd like to get to my desk, person. So could you move your boobs out of the way?
I'll prove it to you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Woody. Say something dirty.
I'd be delighted. Why don't you take a fly?
No, I don't. Hey, I can't handle it.
You're the boss. You stop him.
Woody, please. I mean, this is my first day.
I mean, you can't find out again. Please, I haven't even been here 5 minutes.
Oh, good Lord, save us now. She's crying.
I beg your pardon. May I see someone about a house?
You'll have to wait. We're breaking in a new office manager.
Maud. Maud? Pig! Pig! Pig!
Mrs. Naugatuck, that was the best breakfast I've ever had.
Delicious. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Mm. We have an old English saying, a sausage a day keeps the doctor away.
Over here, it's an apple a day.
Oh, well, whatever it takes to keep you away, Doc. You know, when I worked for the chief physician at the University of Edinburgh, they taught me 3 things to do each morning. I had to check my blood pressure, my pulse, and my purse.
Why did you check your purse?
Well, the chief physician's wife was a kleptomaniac. I remember when the poor man died, we couldn't find his body for 6 days.
You've got to learn. Never ask that woman a question.
Maud, what are you doing home?
Something's wrong.
What's the matter? Did you forget something?
I warned her to have some breakfast. I bet it's malnutrition.
No. No, it looks much more like tired blood.
Honey, don't you want to talk to us? She doesn't want to talk to us.
Wait a minute. She's getting up.
She's walking.
She's crossing to the closet.
Uh-oh. It's a box of memorabilia. It's the Shirley Temple doll her mother gave her for her 5th birthday.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop.
What?
With on play.
What?
On the sandy beach, a peppermint bay.
What?
Oh, Walter, why did my mother force me to play with dolls? Why was I forced to wear curls and frilly dresses? Why was I brainwashed into thinking that women could only be nurses, secretaries, and housewives? How could I possibly be a boss when all my life I've been trained to be Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm?
Lord, what on earth happened down here?
I hate myself. I hate,
don't,
hate,
oh,
hate,
don't ruin your facelift.
Two of the men started a fight because of me, and I couldn't stop them. And I did absolutely the worst thing I could have done. I behaved like the stereotyped woman. I started to cry.
Oh, Mother. So you lost control and you cried. So what? Some people blow their stack and other people cry. There's nothing to be ashamed
of.
Bosses
do not cry.
Oh, Mother.
Yes, they do. You were down where I am. You were the precious amount of the dead
order. Calm down. Oh, Paul pardon, madam.
No, please. Now, Mrs. Naugatuck, when I want your advice...
I know. When you want my advice, you'll ask for it.
Right, I'll ask for it.
Oh, very well. As long as you ask. Now, you went to that office this morning trying to act like a he-man instead of having the confidence to act like a she-woman.
Mrs. Naugatuck,
please,
this is...
I'm not finished. There's nothing wrong with being feminine. I mean, take Mahatma Gandhi's daughter. Why, she wears flowing silk gowns. And yet she became the Prime Minister of India. And how did she start? Washing her father's loincloth. So if you want my advice, madam, and the next time you're unsure of yourself as a female, remember your father's underwear.
What's the use?
My husband doesn't understand. My daughter doesn't understand. My best friends don't understand. And I have a housekeeper. Nobody understands.
Well, you've got to go upstairs and convince her to go back down to the office.
That's right, Walt. It's like when you fall off a horse. You've got to get right back on again.
Okay, I'll try. If I'm not back down in 5 minutes, you'll know I was trampled to death by the jockey.
M-S-M-F. M-S for Ms. M-F for my foot.
Walter. Maud, you shouldn't feel so bad.
Oh, Walter, it was the worst moment of my life. Walter, one of the men was treating me like a helpless female. The other was resenting me because I am female. I couldn't cope.
But, sweetheart, you can't blame yourself for this.
Walter, I let the company down. They were depending on me. Oh, Walter, I'm so confused. I'm a woman, and I don't want to act like a woman. I don't want to act like a man either.
There's nothing wrong with being a woman. Sweetheart, you are the epitome of a marvelous, exciting, wonderful woman.
I know that, Walter. I want to be much more than that.
No, you're much more than that. Much, much, much more.
Oh, Walter. Walter, help me. Help me. Help me find myself.
Maud, you are beautiful.
I know that, too. Tell me I'm intelligent. Tell me I'm capable.
You are intelligent, capable, competent.
Do you really mean that?
You have to have more faith in your own ability. You've got to realize that you can function as a woman in that place just like you function so sensationally as a woman everywhere else.
Well, it's true that when I first started working as a salesperson, I did compete.
Of course you did, but let go. Just be yourself.
I mean, I was the company choice to be office manager, and if I can accomplish all that as a woman, then why should I be ashamed of acting like a woman?
You shouldn't be ashamed. Never, never, never be ashamed.
Oh, Walter. Walter, if I only had the courage to go back...
Maud, you must go back. And you will go back. Right after lunch.
Walter, it's special moments like this when I realize how much I need you.
And vice versa, Maud. Vice versa.
Oh, Walter. Walter, you're giving me the lift I need.
I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, Walter, thanks to you, I think I can do it. I know I can do it. I will do it. And, Walter, I promise I'll never, ever let sex stand in the way again.
How are you talking?
Those men were wrong, Walter. Society is wrong, and it's up to real women to change that.
Maud, where are you going?
Back where I belong, Walter. Back to that office.
But, Maud, I thought you and I...
Walter, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. One for you.
Thank you.
And for you.
What?
And one for you. And Mother, pin a rose on me. And from now on, no more fights, no more tears. You have your assignments. Gentlemen, get to work. Oh, you're going to make your own coffee.
Maud, that's a terrific case. What does the MS stand for? Master Sergeant?
No, actually, it stands for Millicent Sweetbreads. She was a piano tuner who became the very first woman president of the United States. I believe it was in 1945. I remember voting for her because when she first arrived at my house...
Truce.
Look, Woody, about this morning, I'm sorry. I was pressing. No hard feelings.
Yeah, I was a little upset myself, you understand. A guy gets passed over for a 9,000... $9,000 a year job. He gets a little steamed. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course I do, Woody. Of course I do.
Anyone gonna see me this way? Oh,
come on, Woody. Woody, don't be embarrassed. I mean, if it had happened... Did you say 9,000?
Yeah.
I'm only getting 7.
Well, naturally, you're a woman. Well, a company figures a dame doesn't need as much as a man. You know, a man has a wife, the family to support, and inflation and all of that. You're different. You got a guy to support you.
Listen, you two. You have exactly 10 minutes to get him shaped up and back to work. And that goes for both of you also. If I'm going to do a $9,000 a year job for $7,000, I am going to take the longest coffee break in history. So, Walter, where are you? Are you still upstairs? Good, you stay there. If you think I'm going to take this lying down...